On June 30th, USDA released their planted acreage report, and that report was somewhat bullish as far as the wheat market is concerned, as we saw a dramatic cut in acres that nobody was anticipating. Looking at it for all wheat numbers, the June number came in at 42.74 million. That was about 1.1 million less than expected by the trade, and about 2.56 million less than the previous year. For winter wheat, acres came in at 31.5. That was down 902,000 from expectations and down 1.6 million from the previous year. Other spring wheat came in at 9.39 million. That was down 105,000 from expectations and down about 600,000 from the previous year. For durum, acres came in at 1.8 million. That was down 146,000 from the previous or from expectations and down about 355 from the previous year. In all, we saw a reduction in wheat acres, which USDA is going to have to account for in their July crop production estimates, which means that with about a million less acres than expected, we will see production lowered for wheat, and that will follow through and likely cut stocks a little bit on the wheat side. When looking at these acres, winter wheat acres harvested for grain are a record low, and for other spring wheat, this is the lowest planted acres since 1970, with South Dakota having planted the lowest amount of spring wheat acres on record. You can see that we're seeing a little bit of a shy away as far as wheat is concerned, and this acreage report kind of confirms that.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.